As a former ambassador to Mexico, and this is a huge topic, but maybe just a general comment, the plan that you would favor in dealing with the illegals that have been living in the United States?
I think the ones who've been living here for a fairly long time and have obeyed the laws, I think should have a path to become at least a permanent resident, and if not that, a citizen. Our whole history is built on immigrants who are hungry and will work hard, and they've built this country. You look at so many families and companies that have been built. What we're doing now is saying, we don't want you. If that becomes a national attitude, I think we might as well say that we're on the downhill slide.
You also went to work for a clothing company, didn't you?
After I left Mexico, a woman who is a really hard-charging person named Linda Wachner, I had met while I was at the stock exchange, and we were part of a group of executives in New York that were promoting NAFTA. She called me when I announced I wasn't going to stay in Mexico beyond the 4 years that I was there. She said, I want you to be president of my company, which was a fashion company. We had the licenses for Calvin Klein jeans, Calvin Klein underwear, Ralph Lauren Chaps products, all kinds of these fashion products. We had the licenses, and some of them worldwide licenses, so that we manufactured and distributed and sold. I said, Linda, I don't know a damn thing about the fashion business. She said, oh, it's easy to learn. And she made a financial offer to me that I had never even dreamed of. So I told Olivia, I said, well, I'll try it for a year. I've always done things I didn't know anything about, and it would be fun to learn something about. I was into that not very long, and I just didn't like the business. It was a mean-spirited, backstabbing kind of business. What was the Prada movie that Meryl Streep was in, I think?
Yes.
The Lady Wore Prada or something like that. It was very representative of that kind of business. So toward the end of that year, I told Linda, I said, you know, this is just not cut out for me. She had been giving me many different options and had advanced the vesting date so that within, I think, 6 months, I had about $6 million of options that would exercise. The stock price was here and the exercise price was there. And she said, you're crazy. She said, you got all this. And I said, well, you know, I love to work, but if I don't like coming to work, all the money in the world is not worth it to me. So I left a month later, not because I left or anything, but a month later the stock fell below the strike price and never surfaced again. So if I had stayed there 6 months, I probably would have had a heart attack, been miserable, and been out of the money.
And that was the Warnaco International Company.